The shir is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Our dear and unforgettable Chaim Feigenbaum should be a melech yosher for his wonderful family. The topic we will be discussing today is a fascinating and a very basic and fundamental one regarding Darkei HaPsak and the essentials of Halacha. It is not one of the Aseres HaDibros. It might be surprising that Parshas Yisroi we should discuss any sugya besides the Aseres HaDibros. Well, this is not actually a mitzvah, but it is a very basic principle, one of the fundamentals in Halacha, and the only two sources we have are both in this week's Parsha. And therefore, I'm using the opportunity to discuss this most basic sugya, called Dovar Shebeminyan Tzorech Minyan Acher Lahatiro. And this sugya dictates that whenever we find an Issa D'Rabbanan, even though the reasoning, the rationale, seems to be outdated, it seems no longer to be relevant, but the prohibition, the takana, stands in merit of itself, even though the rationale may no longer be relevant. And Chazal proved this halacha from two different psukim in this week's parsha. Before Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu commands, V'higbaltu asuam sovev leimor, Yishamru lachem alot bahar v'nagoa b'ketzeu, Kol hanogea bahar mot yumat, Lo yisiga bo yad, Ki sokol yisokol lo yore yore, Im behem u'emish lo yechyeh. And then the Pasuk says, "V'mshoy chayoyvel heimu yalu bahar." After they will hear the shofar, they are entitled, and it will be permissible to get up the mountain. So Chazal asks, wouldn't that be self-evident? The prohibition is only because of the kiddush of Mamad Har Sinai. When it'll all be over, this mountain would be no different than any other mountain in the world, whether it's the Hermon or the Everest. But nevertheless, the Torah says, "B'mshach yevel heimu yana bahar," and it is from here that we prove that kol dover shenasar, as long as there is no explicit permit, the prohibition is intact. The second source is, once again, a posik of this week's parsha, V'yoymer Elohim, Heyuna choynam l'shloishes yomim al tikshu el isho. And in Parshas Veschanu we find, Lechem o'elehem, shuvu lechem le'ohalechem. It would be very simple to assume that the prohibition, al tikshu el isho, is only because of the 3 days, shloishes yomei agabola. So why would there be any need to say, shuvu lechem le'ohalechem? This once again proves kol dover shenasar b'minyan tzorech minyan acher lahatiroi, and therefore the Rishonim take this as one of the basic and most fundamental principles in halacha. Whenever we find a prohibition, even though it's the rabbanon, and the reasoning no longer seems to be relevant, but the takona omed be'eino. Two halachas are explained in Masechet Beitzah Daf Hei based on this principle. One is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Well, the source of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is only because of Sveikah D'Yomer, because in days of yore, Kiddush HaChodesh was Al Yedei Eidim that testified seeing a sliver of the moon. So originally, Mekabla made this Kol HaYom Kulo, so the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were only because of Sofek, and therefore, Shtei Kiddushoy Seim, Noel De Bezeh, Muteret Bezeh. Beitzah Shenold on the first day is Mutar the other day because of Mimonavshech. If the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is Chol, weekday. If the second day is Yom Tov, then the egg was born or, you know, produced on a weekday. Only one of the 2 days is actually Kodesh. However, when the Chachamim were attacking She'ein Mekabla Meidus Min HaMincha V'Lamalo, that seems to be a rabbinical decree, and therefore, kedusha achasem nol de bezeh asura bezeh liachachor mabayis it kenab yochel mezakai shiu makabla neidus kol yom kuloi. So, by svora, one would say it would only be logical to say that once again nol de bezeh muteret bezeh. Nevertheless, kol dover shenasar b'minyan tzorech minyan acher lahatiro. as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood in its full glory, there was a takana. Anybody that has peros, ravai, kerem ravai, if he is close to Yerushalayim, within Hiluch Yom Echod, one day's travel to Yerushalayim, he cannot be Mechal, the Peres, Masa Sheni, or Ravai, on money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Kedei la'ater et shukei Yerushalayim be'peres. Chazal wanted that produce should be plenty, abundant in Yerushalayim. The Oyle Regel should have enough fruit to enjoy, and therefore they instituted a rabbinical decree. Anybody that is with one day travel of Yerushalayim must bring the peres and not money. And the Gemara says, Le'achachor Mabayis, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was metaken that this decree is no longer valid, even though it would be obvious if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there are no Oilei Regel, what's the point, La'ater Tshuk Yerushalayim Bepedis? Nevertheless, Nesa B'minyan, Tzarich Minyan Acher La'atiro. However, we find five sources in Tosfos regarding four different halachas, which seem to contradict this most basic principle. Number one is Gilui. Gilui is wine or water that was not under our direct supervision. Nobody actually saw the wine or the water, and it was open. B'yemei Chazal assured using that wine and water because of the chashash. Maybe a snake, a serpent, drank, and maybe some of his venom seeped into the wine or water, and therefore it would be a sakana to consume. Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, "Bizman hazeh, there aren't many serpents or snakes in our homes because of civilization." And therefore, the Yisid of Gilui is no longer reasonable. And that is also the Psak of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Samakuf, Ted Zayin, Se'iv, Aleph. Even though it's an Isser, in the times of Chazal it was an Isser, why don't we say, Tzarich Minyan Acher, Lahatiro? The Litvish world is very machmen in Gilui, because that is the shit of the Goen. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo both agree that Bizman Hazeh there is no longer an Isor in Gilui. Chassidim generally are not makbid in Gilui in accordance to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Source number two, Mayim Achroinim. Well, in days of yore, Chazal were Machayev Mayim Achroinim Choyva, because of Melech Zdoimis. Some of the salt they used came from Zdoim, and Chazal say Melech Zdoimis is a sakana to one's eyesight, and one might be compromising his vision by touching his eyes while Melech Zdoimis might be on his fingers, and therefore Mayim Achroinim Choyva. Tosfos writes twice in Shas, Brochus Nun Gimel Amed Beis and Chulin Kufei Amed Aleph. Mikivan She'en Melech Zdoimis Matsui Beineinu, Mayim Achroinim is merely a minig and no longer a choyva. It is no longer mandatory. And Tosfos is brought in Shulchan Aruch Chorachayim, Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud. So the common denominator between these two sources are with speaking about Sakana. Chamira Sakanta Mi Isura. Regarding Gilui, Sakonas Nefoshes. Regarding Mayim Achroinim, Sakona of jeopardizing your vision. But they're both dealing with Sakona and not with Isur Vehetra. However, there are two additional sources in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in which we find the same approach of Tosfos. Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis Masechet Avodah Zarah, Tosfos argues that even though the first mission of Avodah Zarah says, Lefnei Ideyem Shaloi V'dekechovem, we cannot do business with them, we cannot purchase from them or sell to them, Dilma Ozel Amoideh, because the guy you're dealing with might thank his gods, and that is Avodah Zarah, and we are over on Lo Yashom Al Picho. Tosfos says, because the Gentiles amongst us aren't really over the Avodah Zarah, then this Isser is no longer relevant. And Tosfos uses the same argument regarding the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin. If a guy touched wine that wine is prohibited for consumption, even osa bahanua. However, Bizman Hazeh Tosa says, because the goyim amongst us don't really have the custom to be menasach yayin, then the iser is no longer intact. So we have five sources, regarding four different halachas in which Tosva says, even a rabbinical isar, if the reasoning is no longer valid, then the isar evaporates. How do we reconcile this approach with the Gemara and Beit Zedav Hei? Kol dove shebe minyan, tzarich minyan acher la'atiro. My basic feeling is this. We have to differentiate between different concepts. There's a difference between a tekona and a gzera on one hand and a chashash on the other hand. And the four sources we just mentioned are not gzeras or tekonas, but rather chashashas. And Chazal teach us regarding mayim achronim or gilui, we have a mitzvah v'nishmartu moed l'nafshaseichem, to care for our health. And therefore, a person cannot do anything which might be compromising his life or even his health. So when Chazal say we cannot drink mayim agulim or touch our eyes without washing our hands, mayim achronim, it is not a tekona. Definitely not a gzera, but rather a chashash. As we find in many different sources in Chazal, Chazal teach us not only halachas, but also how to take care of our bodies, and souls. So this is merely a chashash. When there is no chashash, one could assume there is no iser. And the same concept we find also in iser v'heter. So if a goy touched wine, it's not a gzera. But Chazal teach us we have to think or assume that he had a kavona of to be menasech to avoid azorah, and therefore it would be prohibited as the klevis avoid azorah. And along the same line, if we do a goy a favor, and it's before his religious holidays, we have to assume he will probably offer thanks and gratitude to avoid azorah, and that is a prohibition to us. And therefore, these four sources are chashashos. However, when dealing with tekanos or gzeres, it is only in those concepts that Chazal teach us, even when the origin of the tekanos and gzeres are no longer reasonable, but that does not affect the etzim tekona or gzera. The Beis Yosef deals with a big chiddush we find in Tosfos and Beit Zedav Lamed Amud Aleph. And this brings the problem back to center stage. In Beit Zedav Lamed Vav, we learn in the Mishnah, in Yom Tov ein metapchen v'ein mesapken v'ein meraktin. You cannot, you know, clap your hands or dance on Yom Tov. Gzeira shami yitaken klei shiur. Tosfos writes, we are not boki b'tikun klei shiur. So, this prohibition no longer seems reasonable. And therefore, they said it's not noyeg b'zman hazeh. And b'zman hazeh, it's mutar to clap your hands or dance, because it is no longer reasonable to be choshesh shami yitaken klei shiur. This would be a big chiddush. Kol dove shebe minyan tzorach minyan acher la'atiro. So the Beis Yosef writes some in Shin Lamed Tes, Tosfos Lishitosam, from Aved Ezorah Daf Lamed Hei. We don't have to be choshesh for gilui because snakes are not very common in our homes. The Beis Yosef does not quote the three additional halachas that we find in Tosfos that we dealt with before. But nevertheless, the Beis Yosef does write that Tosfos Lishitosam, according to our argument, has nothing to do. The din of gilui is a chashash. So when there is no chashash, there is no iser. Ein metapchen is a gzeira. How do we differentiate between a gzeira and a chashash? A gzeira is when Chazal say, you cannot do A, lest you might do B. A and B are both within our power to decide to do or not to do. to be or not to be. Nevertheless, Chazal Choshesh, if you do A, you might be enticed to do B, and therefore we aser you to do A. That is clearly a gzeira. When I deal with a chashash, the basic idea is, a chashash is when we are choshesh to something which is beyond our power and control. When Chazal said gilui, maybe a snake had some of its venom deposited into that water or wine. Maybe the goy will run to church and give thanks and gratitude to his God. These are things that are beyond our control. So that is a chashash. Ein metapchen shami etaken kleshir as a gzeira. So what does one have to do with the other? So what I want to make clear is, yes, the Bais Yosef says maybe Tosfos l'shitosam. But the Bais Yosef on his own, he himself, very well differentiated and understood, lav ho bo hotalia. And I have a very simple proof to this assumption. All four halachos we quoted before are brought either in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rama. Gilui bezman hazeh, the Bais Yosef paskens kuf tet zayin yoredeya, is permissible. The same regarding Mayim Achoinim, Kuf Pei Aleph. Ozo v'moid, halacha number 3, doing business with Goyim. Yoredei esem kuf mem chesif yud beis, the Mechaber brings, v'zman hazeh yesh lahatio. The halacha of shichshuch is brought in the Ramo, twice in Semen Kuf Chov Dalet, Sif Aleph, Sif Chov Dalet, and in Ta Sif Kotn Aleph. However, regarding the Chiddush of Tosfos, Shemi Yetaken Klei Shiur, Shulchan Aruch, it is not brought. Shin Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. And the Bais Yosef rejects Tosfos' opinion, and he proves from the three pillars of Halacha, Rif Rambam and Rosh, they brought the Halacha Vein Metapchen, Vein Mesapchen, Vein Meragdin, and they did not differentiate between Zman Hazeh and Yemei Kedem. So the Bais Yosef on one hand rejects Tosfos' opinion regarding Shemi Yetaken Klei Shiur, even though he does accept the other four halachas above mentioned. So the psak of the Bais Yosef substantiates our svora and our argument that I made before. However, even if we assume that the halacha is not in accordance to Shittas HaTosfos, we still have to understand their opinion. So how does Tosfos claim that the gzera of Ein Metapchen v'Ein Meragdin is no longer relevant today because the reason is no longer valid, the chashash is no longer valid? Why would it be different than Kol Dovash HaBeminyan Tzorach Minyan Nachal HaTiro? We find four different approaches. Two of the Rishonim and two from the Achronim. And I will try to explain as well as I can. The Rosh, Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Beis Simen Ches, deals with Kalayim Betzitzis. In Menuchas Daf Mem and additional sources in Chazal, we find that Beis Shammai were metaken, that if a person has a garment of Pishtan, I think Pishtan is flax, it's Potom and Atzitzis, because Chazal were Choshesh. Tzitzis, once upon a time, they had tchelis. Tchelis could be applied only to tzemer. Tzemer and pishtin is shatnes. However, it's a mitzvah saseh. A mitzvah saseh dochel lo ta'aseh. So Chazal were afraid in their days that people might put tzitzis shel tzemer even though they do not have tchelis. And they will be compromising or they will be violating the yisr of shatnes. And therefore they said, no tzitzis should be put on a garment of flax, of pishtan. The Rosh says, b'zman hazeh, we no longer have tcheles, and therefore there is no longer any cheshash or any reason not to put tzitzis shel pishtan bebeged shel pishtan. However, kol dovash beminyan tzorach minyan nachal ha'tiroi, the Rosh says, when the reason of a certain gzeira is well known to everyone, and everybody understands that it is no longer reasonable, then there no longer is an issa. And the halacha that we find in the Gemara and Beitzah, called Dovisha Beminyan, Tzurach Minyan Acher LaHatiro, and a rabbinical decree is intact, as long as the Rabbanan aren't deciding clearly and vocally to abolish their previous prohibition, that halacha applies only when the time of a certain tekana is not well known, and there is a chashash that people might learn to be mezalzel b'divrei chachamim. So whenever the time is well known, botel hatam, batel ha'isur. That is the Rosh, Klal Beis Simen Ches. The Magen Avraham quotes this Rosh, Simen Tet, Sif Koten Zayin, Hilchos Tzitzis. Anybody familiar with the Magen Avraham knows that it's a very difficult sefer to learn. Very short, very bekitzer. Many svarim were written just to explain the Magen Avraham. So when the Magen Avraham quotes the Rosh, he also quotes the last line of the Rosh, and in the last line of the above-mentioned tshuva, the Rosh writes that Kalayim B'tzitzis is not a tekona, but a gzera, and therefore botlatam batel ha-gzera. Is that an additional svara, or the same? Machzis HaShekel writes, it's not an additional svara, it's just reiterating the same idea. And when the time is known to everybody, we call that a gzera. If the time, the reasoning, is not known, that's a tekona. And I find this Machzis HaShekel extremely difficult to accept. The differentiation between the different concepts, tekona and gzera, should be very clear. What does it have to do whether people know or do not know? Then Asiv Chaim writes that according to the Gers of the Magen Avraham, the Rosh writes V'od, and he suggests an additional explanation to differentiate between Klayim B'tzitzis and Kol Dovish B'Minyan Tzorach Minyan Acher La'atiro. The difference between a Tekon and a Gzeira. And I find this approach to Asiv Chaim extremely reasonable. In our Gersa in the Rosh, we do not find V'od. But even if it's not formulated, I think that is the way we have to understand the Rosh. And according to the second Pshat, oh, that's extremely reasonable. Because in the Gemara, we find this idea only regarding Tekonas. The tekona la'atarat Yerushalayim, it's shukei Yerushalayim be'peres, that people have to bring the actual peres, the produce of the field, and not money, and nolde b'zeh, asura b'zeh. These are not gzeiras, they are tekonas. The essence of a gzeira is only la'harchiket ha'adam min ha'avera, like we learn in Yevam Mistav Chovala, v'shmartam es mishmarti, asu mishmeres la mishmarti. Like the first Mishnah in Brochas, La'arachik esodem and Aveda, and therefore, when there no longer is a chashash that people might be over Aveda, Botlatam, Batla, Hagzera. So these are two different Pirushim that we find in the Rosh. The Radbaz, Perik Beis Memamrim, in his commentary on the Rambam, suggests approach number three. The Baz says, originally, there are two different categories, two different types of gzeiras and tekonas. Some gzeiras, originally, when Chazal put them into place, they publicized the gzeira and the tam. In those cases, the tam is the essence of the gzeira, and therefore, both la tam, but la gzeira. Sometimes they publicize the gzeira or a tekona, and they conceal the reasoning. In that case, we do not say bot latam bat la gzera. I find this approach divra nevius. How do we know? It's a guess or an assumption. But that is what the Radba suggests to be Miyashiv Kushas Arave del Rambam. I have a kasha on the Rosh and a kasha on the Radbaz from two different Gemoras. Regarding the Radbaz says, sometimes Chachomim did publicize the reasoning of Exeira and sometimes they did not. As I said before, it seems to be a chiddush, an assumption, but it also seems to contradict the Gemara Mefureshes in Mesechet Avodah Zorah. In Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Hei, Chazal explain a story that we find in the Mishnah Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehoshua ayu mahalachin bederech. And Rabbi Shmuel asks Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, why did Chachomim prohibit cheese of a non-Jew? And Rabbi Yeshua has siyoy ledover achar. And he starts discussing a pasuk in the first chapter in Shir HaShirim, Ki toivim doidecho miyayin. Amro Knesset Yisrael afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu shel Olam arayvim alai divrei doidecho yoyse miyayinu shel toiro. And Chazal asks, why did he tell him stories? Why didn't he respond to his question? So we find a big chiddush in the Gemara of the Zohar Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Ula, ki gazer gezerta b'marove, lo megali tama, atrei siyar cheshata, dil me'ike inish delo svirelei, v'osi lezilzuleba. When Chazal instituted and declared a new gezeira, the custom was they did not explain why until after 12 months. Because Chazal were choshish, you know, there are always these chachmologim who think they understand better than everybody else. So if Chachamim would originally explain why they suggest a certain gezeira, there will always be those people that will argue. And there is no end to argumentation. And therefore, Chazal put a new gzeira into place. They did not publicize and explain why, what the reasoning is, until people will accept the gzeira, and it will become firmly established by the multitudes of God-fearing Jews. Only then did Chazal publicize the reasoning. So obviously, this was the custom. So I don't know where the Radbaz takes that there are two different types of gzeiras. Sometimes they did publicize, sometimes they did not. What seems to be clear in this Gemara is they never publicized the Tam originally, and they always publicized it at a later stage. Tzorchim. Regarding the Rosh says, if people don't really know the reasoning of a gzeira, Chazal were choshish, you know, if we're going to say this gzeira is no longer intact, no longer valid, then people might say, okay, we could judge the same by other gzeiras. In Menachas Daf Mem, Kol amatal tchilas b'Yerushalayim eino ela min ha-matmiyin lefi she'einom b'kiyim, and the Gemara asks, einom b'kiyim lidrusha b'perka. If people don't understand, we should teach them. We should bring them all to the Beis HaMedrash and explain. So this Gemara seems to indicate, we don't compromise because people might have a mistake. If they might have a mistake, we should enlighten them, we should teach them leadership of Perka. And this seems to contradict the Svar of the Rosh. If people aren't aware of the Tam, then we might be causing a Michshol. People will be Mezalzel B'Divrei Chacham. I am fully aware that the two kashas we have from Menachas Daf Mem and the Rosh and Avodah Zorah Lamed Hei and the Radbaz, Yeshli Yashiv, Mitzvah Yashiv. After all, we're dealing with Rishonim and Kedmonim. But I do think these are very strong comments. Vetzorach Yun. Approach number four we find in Teres Chesed. Shalas Hatshuvas Teres Chesed. Reb Shneur Zalman was the Rav in Lublin, one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. It's an amazing sefer with vast bekius, and he was a big chatshin. In his elderly years, he came to Yerushalayim, and he was Machach mi Yerushalayim. Shalas Teshuvas Toras Chesed Simen Yud Zion. He elaborates a new approach, and he tries to substantiate his photo from many sources. Sometimes Chachomim were geyser, and the gzeira is across the board, from A to Z, with no exceptions. Even in circumstances in which the tam, the reasoning of the gzeira, isn't really applicable. Sometimes Chachomim made many exceptions when they were geyser gzeira, and they only were geyser when the reasoning, when the tam is reasonable. So when we find the Chachomim themselves made exceptions, then it is reasonable to assume that the Gzeira is Tolui B'Tam, Botla Tam Batla Gzeira. When the Gzeira was all-encompassing, with no exceptions, then we say, even when the Tam isn't relevant, the Gzeira is still intact. After quoting these and explaining these four different shittas, opinions, and approaches, when do we say bot latam bat la gzera? And when do we say afal pisha bot latam tzorach min yana chela hatiro va gzera omedet be'ena? Let's go back to the Tosfos regarding shemiyata ken klei shia. According to the Rosh, we must assume that everybody knew what is the origin and what is the reasoning, the rationale behind the gzera of ein mitapchen ve'ein mesapken ve'ein meragden. And therefore, everybody could understand and appreciate when the Chachamim said, if we aren't boki b'tikun klei shir, there's no longer any reason to prohibit singing or dancing. According to the Radbaz, we must assume and guess that this was one of those gzeiras in which Chazal clearly explained at the origin of the gzeira that the reason we are asering, dancing, or clapping your hands is shemiyatak and klei shir, and therefore the gzeira is dependent on its reasoning, its rationale. According to the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Rosh, and actually it is in Tshuvas HaRosh, second approach of the Rosh, this is not a takona, but rather a gzeira. And by gzeira we always say, botlatam, batla gzeira. According to the Toras Chesed, Tzorech Yun, I do not recall specifically exceptions in the Gzeira of Shemitah and Klei Shia. This was a Gzeira across the board, all-encompassing. But naturally, Tosfos is not Meshubid to the Toras Chesed. Toras Chesed was an Achron, and Tosfos, the greatest of the Rishonim. This is a very relevant discussion in many areas of halacha, primarily dealing with taking medicine on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because this gzeira, Shemi Yishchik Samemonim, similar in nature to the gzeira of Shemi Yitakin Klei Shia. So would we say, according to Tosfos, Bizman Hazeh, nobody really produces medicine at home? Nowadays, in our modern day and age, if you're sick and you need medicine, you take a prescription from your doctor and you go to the drugstore, to the pharmacy. Some things are sold over the counter without a prescription, but nobody produces medicine at home by crushing and grinding herbs. So would we say that this system is no longer intact because in onu b'kiyam b'shchikas ha'mamonim? Well, according to Tosfos, obviously yes. And I think even according to the Svar of the Toras Chesed, in the Yis of Shchikas HaMamonim, we do find very clear exceptions. The Rambam Perek Chof Aleph of Shabbos Halucha Lamed Aleph, and these same halachos are found in Or HaChaim Shin Chof Ches Sif Mem Gimel. Any medical procedure which has nothing to do with Samemonim, and there is no real substantial chashash of Shemi Yishchik Samamonim, is permissible, is permitted. And this basic assumption is based on two different gemoras, Shabbos Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis and Avodah Zorah Chof Ches Amid Beis. So we do find that even originally, they weren't geyser only in those circumstances and in those cases which there is a substantial chash of shrikas and mamonim. And therefore, if there is no longer any chashash of shemi yishchikas and mamonim, the gzeira is no longer intact. So would that be a basis of being lenient regarding taking medicine today? Well, according to Tosfos, yes, but the problem is ein halacha kedivra Tosfos. I already quoted before that the Bais Yosef argues the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rash reject Tosfos because they make it clear that even b'zman hazeh there's an issa of ein metapkin v'ein mezapkin v'ein meragdi. So if ein halacha kedivra Tosfos legabi shami yetaken kli shiur, ein halacha kamotam gam legabi shami yishchik samemonim. However, and this is an interesting comment I wish to make. I am generally makel in the sugya of Shemei Yishchik Samemonim, because I feel that even though in Aloche Kedivra Toismis, and regarding every Gzeiras Chachomim, we do say that and even when the time is no longer reasonable, the issur is still valid. However, when we're dealing with a suffix or a machloikas and poiskim, and there is room for leniency because of other svoras, ein lahachmir, in those cases in which the reasoning is no longer acceptable, no longer reasonable, we cannot totally reject the gzera tzorach minyan acher lahatiro aval ein lachmir yoter medai. And therefore, in many questions regarding medicine, could we take vitamins or can't we take vitamins? And what about calcium? And what about Ritalin and birth control and many other different types of medicines which aren't designated really for the ill and the sick, but rather for different needs, even though they all affect our bodily functions, our physiology. But because there are many sfeikas and a lot of room, ladun, lahokal ulahachmio, and in each of these different pills that I mentioned, there are different opinions. Our sugi today is not specifically Shchikas HaMemonim, and not medicine and Shabbos, and therefore I won't go into details, I just want to state the principle. We find in Poskim, even those that didn't Paskin in accordance to Tosfos, but they definitely took Tosfos into account, Chazi Le'itzterufa Le'hokel. We find this in the Ramo, Shin Lametesiv Gimel, the Ramo writes that many people are Makel, maybe because they're Soymech on Tosfos. And the Mogen Avraham in the beginning of Shin Lamed Ches, regarding the Shaila, could you hang little bells on the Me'il of a Sefer Torah? And when you take the Sefer Torah from the Oran Kodesh to the Bima, those little bells will toll, and that is Mashmiya Kol. The Mogen Avraham is Mitztaref L'Hokol, because of Tosfos. And we find that also in Elio Rabbe, Bereis Simen Shin Chof Ches. So what I see from all these poskim, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Tosfos, and even the Ramo doesn't paskin in accordance to Tosfos, but all these great poskim are mitzad of Tosfos, lo'okel mitam acher. And therefore, generally, I am one of the mekelim in the sugya of Shemesh Yishchik Samemonim. So we have discussed one of the more fundamental concepts in Halacha Lamaisa. Isurim Derabonon, when the rationale is no longer reasonable, is the issur still intact? And we brought various different opinions, different svaras, and tried to make some seder in this broad and most fascinating sugya. So this week is Parshas Yisroi, Kabbalah Sotera, a most fitting time to see where we stand with Kabbalah Sotera. The great Katzke Rebbe used to say, Matan Torah was once in history, but Kabbalas HaTorah could be and should be every year, every day, every moment. The Yor HaChaim, in this week's parsha, on the Posek V'Yisru Merafidim V'Yachanu Bamidbo V'Yichon Sham Yisru Neged Ahar, the Yor HaChaim writes in this Posek, we find a remes to the three most basic yesaidas and fundamentals of Kabbalas HaTorah and of Kisro Shel Torah. Number one is V'Yisru Merafidim. The interpretation of Yor HaChaim Rafidim, based on the Gemara, Vayalochem im Yisrael berafidim, we find by Melchemes Amolek. What does Rafidim mean? Shorofu yedayim in Divrei Torah. The first basic in Kinyan Torah is to go away from Rifyon Yedayim. Eina Torah neknet, ela ba'amal. We find many times in Yerushalmi, Peyadav Gimel Amad Aleph, Shviyas Beis Amad Beis, Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, Ksubis Daf Nun Aleph, Kihi Chayechem, Vo'orech Yomechem, Emosa Hi Chayechem, Bezman Shatem Yegeyem Bo. Person is Makayim, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. With any form or fashion of Talmud Torah, Posek Echad Shachas, Posek Echad Arvis, as we learn in Menachos Tzadik Tes. Chiyus Shel Torah, Ki Yichayechem is only with Yigiyah. And a Perek Vav of Mesechtes Avos, Mishne Dalad, Kachi Darko Shel Torah Pas B'melech Toichal Mayim B'mesuret Ishte. It is only then, Ashrecho V'toyev Lecho. Ashrecho B'yolam Ezeh V'toyev Lecho L'yolam Abo. When I speak to my Talmidim in Yeshiva and Akoil, I say that Pas B'melech and Mayim B'Mesura are relative concepts. Well, probably Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity applies to Pas B'melech and Mayim B'Mesura as well. And in our day and age, in this day of plenty, in this time of abundance, Pas B'melech, you could have some butter, maybe some tuna spread, mayonnaise or mustard, still would be considered pas b'melech. Mayim b'mesura probably would include an occasional cup of Coke or a little schluck of schnapps here and there, Lekovid Shabbos and Lekovid Yom Tov, it still would be considered Mayim B'Mesura. But the principles are eternal. Ve'en Divrei Torah Niknaim Elo B'Yegiyah. The Rambam writes, Perek Gimel Aloch Yud Beis of Talmud Torah, Ein Divrei Torah Meskaimen B'mi Shemar Pa'atzmo Aleihem, Ve'lo Be'elo Shelomdim Metoch Yidun, ומתוך אכילה ושתייה אלא במשמי מסעצמו אליהן ומצער גופי תעמיד. ולא נותן שינה לעיניו ולאף פו תנומו. זו יסתה תוירה עודם כי יום הסביעו. אין דברי תוירה מסקיימן אלא במשמי מסעצמו אליהן. There's an unbelievable story told in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The great Tana Rabbeloza ben Arach once was in a, went for a vacation. And he was in a town in which there were merchatzois, something like Marienbad, or Krenitz, or Karlsbad. Many towns in Europe where people used to go for vacation, and they used to enjoy the mineral waters, the baths, and and after he went for a mineral bath, when he came back, he opened the Chumash. And instead of reading, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim, he said, HaChareish Haya Libam. He confused the Dalad with a Reish, the Chof with a Beis, the Zion with a Yud. And instead of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, he read, HaChareish Haya Libam. Chazal seemed to say that, well, Ein divrei Teure miskaimen b'mi shema'adenet atzmo aleihem. But this is an unbelievable story. Seems to be absurd, totally absurd. So he took a bath once and he forgot ivre. Well, we know people that for 80 years are totally immersed in taiva and in olam haza, and they still know how to read from a siddur. So to me it is clear, this wasn't natural phenomenon. This was a remez min hashumayim. I think Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, even after taking that natural bath, still remembered all the tzaisin and all the nesivis, and still remembered every line of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Min hashumayim, they sent a mistake into his mouth. Dafka hacharei she'alibam, and that was a remez min hashumayim. Shloim HaMelech in Malachim, Aleph, Perek, Gimel, Posek, Tes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shloim HaMelech, you could choose. Any request will be fulfilled. Any dream will be given. Ask for something. What does Shloim ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Venotato la'avdachu leiv shomeya. Leiv shomeya. An open heart. A heart of listening, of curiosity. That is the key to Kinyan Torah. So I assume if there is a Leiv Shomea, there's got to be a Leiv Cheresh. If the heart could listen, a heart could also be deaf. And that was what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch uttered. HaCharesh HaYalibam? Do you want a Leiv Cheresh? Or do you want a Leiv Shomea? Like Shloim HaMelech taught us. That was a remez min hashamayim. So the first key and the first shlav of Kinyan Torah is V'yisu Merefidim, Omol and Yegiyah. V'yachanu Bamidbar, according to Or Chaim's interpretation, is a remez la'anova, twice in Shas, Nedorim, Nun hey, Erev and Nun Dalad. Ein divre Torah meskayim en eile b'mishem esem atzmoy kemidabar aleihem. Of all different types of topography in the world, the poorest is the desert. We have jungles and forests, rainforests in South America, the great plains in the North American Midwest, the African savanna. All have something to offer. Some offer fruit, vegetation, others water. The desert has nothing to offer. The desert does not sustain life. We have some lizards and other creatures in the desert, but there is no abundance of life. So the desert is a remez la'anova v'leshiflis. V'amru chachamenu, Ein divrei Torah miskaimen, elo b'mi she'meisam atzmoy kemidbar aleihem. Humility is one of the basic requirements to Kinyan Torah. There's an unbelievable story told in Yerushalmi, Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, Masechet Yevamos, and in Medrash Rabbah Parshas Meshalach. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Ovar al Simonaya. Rabbi visited Simonaya. Amru lo b'nei Simonaya, ten lanu odo mechot she'emakro yisonu, shoyne imonu v'danas dinenu. Either it was a little poor town or a stingy town, I don't know, because I never visited Simonaya. But the people of Simonaya asked Rabbi, could you suggest one of your Talmidim should be our Rav, our Magid, and our Dayan? We want him to speak at our functions, Malava Malka, Shalashudis. We want him to teach us Torah, and we want him to be a dayan to solve the halachic issues in our community. Natan lehem et Levi bar Sisi. Levi bar Sisi was one of the greatest amiroim, one of the greatest disciples of Rabbi. So as the story is told in Chazal, b'megadoy le'osuloi, they put up a huge stage, and the new Rav sat on the stage, and the entire community came together In our times, when you have a new Rav, they make a big, big festival, a big banquet, and everybody speaks the praise of the new Rav. Once upon a time, the ceremony was slightly different. The new Rav sat on a stage and people came to ask shailas. So the first shaila thrown at Levi Bar Sisi was, Yavam Sharaka Kadam, Chalitzutzak Sheira, or Psulo, Lo Have Biyodo. He said, I don't know. I have to check it. Shaila number two, Gidemes Maisha Tachlitz. Once again, he responds, Lo Have Biyodo. I don't know. Omru B'nei Samonai Adil Melezdein Barulpan. Obviously, something bad has happened. The guy doesn't seem to be a Lamdin. So let's ask him a Gadot. Maybe he could at least, you know, give us droshes, shalashudis, malava malka, sheva brochas, tnoyim. So they asked him how he would explain a posik in Daniel, as a roshim b'ksav emes, im rishima, lav ktav emes. Lo have biyodei. Once again he says, I don't know. We could assume they were terribly disappointed and it was a great letdown. But, you know, if he doesn't know, he doesn't know. What could we do? We signed the contract. Everybody went home. Levi packs up in the middle of the night, leaves town and goes back to Tzipori. Rabbeinu HaKadosh gets up to davening in the morning and he sees, wow, what a chosh of a guest we have this morning. The Rav of Simonaya. So after davening, Rabbi asks Levi, what are you doing here? It's too early to take a vacation. You just got a new job yesterday. And Levi says, Al taskireini tzorosi. Let's change the subject. You know, let's talk about something else. But Rabbi persists and he asks him, what happened? So Levi tells him, Bime gedoyle osuli, v'tofach ruchi olai, v'nishtak home meni tzorosi. קרא עליו רבי את הפסוק הזה, אם נבלת בהתנסי. אם הגעת לידי בזיון, it is because of his nasis. So Levi says, it was a huge stage, and I sat up there on the stage, looking down at an entire community, and I felt so great. And I was filled with pride, with gaiva, and I forgot all my learning. Now let me make this clear. Levi Bar Sisi was one of the greatest Amiroim, greater than Malachi Elyon. So obviously, in his Madregis, that was a Pgam. And Divrei Torah Meskai Menelo B'Misha Da'ato Yishfeilo, like the Gemara says in Tanas Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Torah Nimshel Olamayim Mayim menichem mokum gavoya v'yodim lemakom namuch. Ein divrei Torah meskayim elo b'misha da'ato yishfeilo. And every shemetz of esnasis had a devastating effect on the Torah of the great sages. So whenever I tell this story and similar stories, I ask, what about us? What about us? Well, I sat on many stages, and many a time I had the feeling of Tofach ruchi olai. When you stand up there and you see 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 people listening to you, you have this very clear feeling of power. Especially if you're a good speaker, if you're a big lamdan, and everybody, you know, is shoyse betzomas dvorecho. And so, how come we don't forget everything we learned? Obviously, I forget, but I do not recall anything as immediate and spontaneous and devastating as the story of Rabbi Loza ben Arach or the story of Levi Bar Sisi. I think the explanation is a very simple one. Their Torah was pure, sublime, holy, and therefore any shemitz begam, either in Midas, in Anova, in Omar, had a devastating effect. Our Torah is not that pure. Moshe Lamar Dovedayma. If you have a bottle of wine that costs $1,500 and you cherish every drop, And father fills up his cup to make kiddush, and there is half a centimeter missing. So one of the kids says, oh, we have some Coke on the table. It's the same color. Maybe we fill up the cup with a drop of Coke. His father says, are you out of your mind? You're totally insane. You know, this cup of wine is worth $250. We won't contaminate it with anything else. But when you buy a bottle of grape juice that costs $5 in the local grocery, and there's a centimeter missing, yeah, you could either use some water or some Coke or anything else. It's bottle berav. It's okay. Goes. Our Torah is like the $5 bottle of grape juice. So, fill it up with something else. Makes no difference. It's all the same. Their Torah was like a bottle of wine. It costs $1 million. Some kind of a Stradivarius wine. Every drop of something else, every shemitz, every pagam, and the purity of their tzitkis, of their kedusha, of their midas, had an immediate effect on their Torah. So the Rachaim says, stage number one is Amol, stage number two is Anava. And number three, Vayichan Sham Yesur Neged Ahar Ki Yishechod Ubalev Echod. Achdus, Ahava Asrayim, Kvoid Chaverim, Dibuk Chaverim, Pilpul HaTalmidim. Those are essential to Kinyan Torah. These are the three fundamentals. Vayisum Refidim, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yesur Neged Ahar Ki Yishechod Ubalev Echod. Let us try, let us invest, let us toil to achieve Kinyan Torah when we read the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah. We should have Siyata Deshmaya, Taim Belibeinu, Lohoven or Haskel Lishmo, Lilmud El Lamed Lishma Velakayim, as Kol Divrei Salmo Terosecho Biyahavo. We should always have the schus to learn Torah and to teach Torah and to be Marbitz Torah. And in the schus of Talmud Torah, we should be Zeuche. To Yeshua's Yisrael, Biyaz Goel Tzedek, B'mheru, V'yomenu, Amen.